is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It's day three of the dock workers' strike at East and Gulf Coast ports with no deal in sight. CBS's Nancy Chen talked with one of the longshoremen.
Between a raise and between automation, which is more important?
I really think that automation is going to be more important. I mean, it doesn't make sense to pay us $100 an hour and robots are doing our work, so we have no hours during the week.
Meanwhile, goods are not moving through many ports.
You don't know what's going to happen in these times. So.
You've probably already seen them, folk with carts piled high with food and vegetables at the grocery store.
If it goes a few days, there won't be much of an effect.
Mark Goldman at Morton Williams Grocery Stores in New York City says they've stocked up on perishables, but if the walkout goes for weeks or longer,
we'll definitely have higher prices and we might have empty shelves.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
In a newly unsealed court filing, special counsel Jack Smith says former President Donald Trump, quote, resorted to crimes to try to overturn his 2020 election loss. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Throughout the 165-page filing, Smith makes the case Trump was acting as a candidate or private citizen, not as president, when he was claiming the election was stolen. The new filing also alleges Trump allies sought to create chaos, including one unnamed Trump supporter shortly after the election, encouraging protests, even to make them riot.
Israel continues bombing parts of Lebanon and Gaza, which CBS News correspondent Chris Libsey is following from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli military video shows troops advancing through the mountains of southern Lebanon and entering villages as it announced close quarter fighting with Hezbollah and the deaths of 8 soldiers.
President Biden traveled to the Carolinas to assess the emergency response from Hurricane Helene.
My heart goes out to everyone who has experienced the unthinkable loss, but we're here for you.
Over 1 million customers still have no power in the Carolinas and Georgia, according to Power Outage US. Today is designated as Latina Equal Pay Day by the National Women's Law Center. The center's Jasmine Tucker says, on average, Latinas have to work almost 22 months to earn the same amount as white non-Hispanic men do in 12.
You cannot explain the differences in pay except for just plain old sexism and racism that's happening in the workplace.
Ownership of Shohei Ohtani's historic 50th home run ball is getting more complicated, with yet another person filing a lawsuit claiming he had possession of it. That makes 3. Auctioneers have already begun the bidding for it, although they've been told not to finalize any deal until ownership is firmly established. The bidding, by the way, is currently at almost $1.5 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nails on over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
A high school student's struggle with his school's system over his hair continues in Texas.
18-year-old Daryl George is hoping a federal judge will allow him to return to classes at Barbers Hill High School east of Houston, where he faced suspension last year and this year due to the length of his dreadlocks, a violation of the dress code. His attorney, Allie Booker, says they're hoping for answers from Judge Jeffrey Brown.
Why he did not take up the matter of the temporary restraining order, and also tell me why he's not allowing me to depose Barbers Hill when I have an open case that's running.
They're arguing the dress code is discriminatory. George recently transferred to Sterling High School. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
It is tarantula mating season on the Colorado Plains when male spiders scurry out of their burrows in search of a mate. Scientists, spider enthusiasts, and just plain curious people jam into the small town of La Junta every year to watch them emerge. The festivities include a hairy leg contest in honor of the spiders. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies for the overnight with south winds breezy. Temperatures in the lower 50s by sunrise. For your Thursday, a lot of sunshine. Highs in the lower 70s. A northeast wind developing. Clouds rolling in Thursday night. It's 57 at our studios. WRJN.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local
heard of love. All your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Brown, yeah.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to look someone bad. So until you sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Riding.
it while she can. together.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Field day for the heat.
carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief, there's no sign of a deal between striking longshoremen and port operators as the walkout idles many ports in East and Gulf Coast states.
The ship owners want it to automate the gates. We don't want to lose our American jobs. You know, it's pretty simple.
Local union president Charles Seaton at Wilmington, North Carolina. CBS's Jan Crawford has been reviewing the unsealed report by special counsel Jack Smith about former President Donald Trump's actions after losing the 2020 election.
There is new information in here, including dramatic scenes where an aide bursts into the room where President Trump is sitting to tell him that they've taken Mike Pence to a secure location, and the president turns around, according to grand jury testimony, and says, "So what?"
Vice President Harris got a close-up look at hurricane damage at Augusta, Georgia.
People who must be seen must be heard. These are very difficult times. And in a moment of crisis, I think that really does bring out the best of who we are.
Harris helped hand out food. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
and timeless hits. WRJN, Christine Kenosha.